Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Trusting God with New Beginnings. Courageous starts Thursday night. I packed up my 18-year-old daughter into not one, but two SUVs and took her off to SEU College. She had never done well with change. We spent all day Friday there moving her in, decorating and supporting her. She was already emotionally exhausted from saying all her goodbyes to her tribe here in Tampa, off to their own distant colleges. She was already heartbroken over those losses. We came back on Saturday for parent orientation, and she was already almost too busy to spend time with her dad and mom. We came back Sunday morning for a parent-student special church service. She sat with her new friends. She was doing awesome. Me? Well, not as much. The Sunday service was an extraordinary worship service put on by the students. The room was filled with only new freshmen and their parents, and the place came alive with an anointing that startled me, brought me to tears, and a trust in God that my girl was in good hands. One of our young courageous men was there as a freshman, and his dad approached me and told me he was there. I went back to his enthusiasm as he said he was excited to read the prophecy he was sure God was going to give me today. I was humbled and said, I never know what's coming, but I was so proud to see this wave of young Christians who are not afraid to cheer and stand up for Christ. Here was that prophecy. Rise up and be counted with me. It is time to wake up in me. Go deep. Be stronger in Jesus. I am speaking to the dry bones in your life. I speak life back to them. Receive my Holy Spirit. Receive my forgiveness. There is no other way. You're on the path into the deeper waters of life. My life. Your life. Be excited. Be committed. Be obedient and let my word be the light to your brighter days. Today is a new chapter, a new book. Receive it. Don't trust your flesh and feelings. Trust me. Look up. Your breakthrough is on the horizon. Have faith for it. I have sent others to pray and stand with you. Receive them. I stood back up after writing and I saw hope in a room filled with young Christians, worshiping, praising God exuberantly. I was in tears as I saw the remnant God had called and placed for such a time as this. Yes, even here in a generation I would never have wanted to be born in. It gave me hope for today as I saw a fresh wind blowing. It wasn't just for them. It was hope for all of us to engage, to step into the unknown deeper waters of commitment and worship to God. If you want part of that, stop striving and reach out for it. Reach out to the Holy Spirit. Repent of your lukewarmness and engage today by His power, not yours. His strength, not yours. And that ripple will become a wave of joy and righteousness flowing through you to your family, children, community, and government. Are you listening? We need nothing else but God and His Holy Spirit. And I looked up and saw a freshman in the row in front of me with hands raised wearing a shirt, Porn Kills. I sat down again and started writing. Step into the deeper waters of change. Don't be anxious, for you are in the current of my Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I am with you to show the way. Be bold and courageous. It is a time to go deeper, grow deeper, receive a larger portion of the Holy Spirit. Be open and vulnerable to see all that I have for you. You're right. You can't do this alone. You're not supposed to. I am even now bringing others alongside you to strengthen you, to to be a part of your new spiritual family. Don't be hesitant. Embrace them. I pray whatever stage of life you're in, that you will receive this personally for you. Make this your own. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled week.